in our program we can make people aware that dolphins are precious.
Hello, noble viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today, we'll visit Water Planet in Panama City, Florida, USA, whose swim programs help people connect with dolphins through interactive experiences. As part of each program, the Water Planet staff give participants extensive information about these amazing marine mammal friends and emphasize the need to protect and preserve them. For children with special needs, Water Planet offers the Serenity and Harmony programs, which use dolphin encounters as tools for healing. The youngsters may have autism, other cognitive or emotional issues, or physical disabilities. These programs also offer art and music therapy, warm water hydrotherapy, and massage. The Serenity program emerged from a partnership with Pam and Tim Davidson, the founders of Excellence in Therapy, a practice in Roswell, Georgia, USA, that offers pediatric speech, occupational, and physical therapy services. Amila Milabank of Amsterdam, the Netherlands, a professional trainer at Water Planet, now gives us more details on the programs and explains why they provide rewarding experiences for their young guests.
We combine therapeutic programs with wild dolphin encounters, and I think it's really special and really unique because you see the dolphins in their own environment. It really touched me, and it's really special because dolphins are really amazing creatures. Children come here with cerebral palsy, autism, developmental disorders, ADHD, behavior problems, different kind of mental retardation, Down syndrome.
Ms. Milabank plays an important role at Water Planet in training and directing the university students and other volunteers who help with the Serenity and Harmony programs.
I train the interns, I coordinate them, we make up the activities for the children according to their goals, where they want to work on with the parents, and we work with the children on the boat to get them comfortable in the water and to make the wild dolphin encounter possible.
The youngsters meet the dolphins in the waters off of Shell Island, a nature reserve between the Gulf of Mexico and St. Andrews Bay near Panama City, Florida. Parents and other family members are encouraged to participate with the children in their happy interactions with the dolphins.
More like a whole family experience, to bring more harmony, to have a lot of joy, to relax, and maybe to see their goals in a different perspective, in a different way.
What happens when a child first sees a dolphin?
Most of the times they are really surprised and they're really happy when they see a dolphin. They're really enthusiastic to go in the water, really, really enthusiastic to see the dolphin. They really like it.
Ms. Milabank next shares a particularly memorable dolphin encounter she witnessed involving a little girl with special needs.
I had a very active girl, and she was not really aware of what was going on around her. And then a dolphin came up to her. I was swimming with her, and then the dolphin was touching us, so we could feel the skin of the dolphin. And she was really aware and really looking to the dolphin, and she was only saying, "Dolphin, dolphin, dolphin." She really liked it, and she was really concentrated on what was happening around her. So that was really nice to see that just one moment she switched awareness level, and she was really concentrated. It was really cool to see.
By observing dolphins in their natural habitat, participants learn a great deal about these gentle, sensitive mammals.
They play with each other. If you observe them for a while, you can see what they are doing and you can see their behavior pattern, if they would like to rest or to sleep, they're really calm and more on the surface and breathing, and they cooperate together. So that's really, really unique to see the way dolphins live, and they're really spontaneous. And I think when you look to the dolphins, how they really are, that you can reflect that to your own life.
Dolphins have a unique, beautiful and complex language.
A lot of times they come up to you and they use their sonar to scan you. Sometimes you feel it really strong on your skin. You feel like a sort of click going onto your skin. You can hear the sounds underwater. They make a lot of different sounds, clicks. It's really unique to hear that. Sometimes they're interested to swim around you, and sometimes they just go where they want to go with the group, or they swim away. Sometimes they come back.
When we return, we'll meet Mr. Dennis Richard, president of Water Planet, who will discuss some of the Harmony and Serenity program's amazing results. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Dolphins are very noble, just like any other animals.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. As we continue profiling the Serenity and Harmony programs offered by Water Planet in the waters off of Shell Island, a nature reserve near Panama City, Florida, USA. The programs provide special needs children with opportunities to meet dolphins in a therapeutic setting. Mr. Dennis Richard, president of Water Planet, has extensive experience in various marine environments. After spending 4 years learning about coral reefs off the coast of Africa, he served as captain of a boat in the Maldives, and then worked for several years with a sea diving operation for visitors to Jamaica. He now discusses more about his background.
I was born in Switzerland, and I'm now settled in the United States, where I came in 1983. After living on different continents, learning different languages and living with different people and populations. I found this opportunity here in 1994 to begin working with dolphins, with marine life in general also, and to make people aware of the preciousness of these resources. And it's a big part of our programs. We have therapeutic programs, and we also have educational programs, and we try to mix the two, to introduce an educational dimension in the therapy programs and a therapy dimension in the educational programs.
Through the many learning opportunities it provides, Water Planet conveys the message that people must treat dolphins with the utmost care and respect.
I love dolphins, but I think that we should not humanize them. It doesn't serve the dolphin's purpose, because as you humanize the dolphin, you tend to attribute them some qualities that they may not have. And then people expect of dolphins performance, entertainment, and they forget about the dolphin's own lives. So I like to put things in perspective and remind people that dolphins have a life. So we try to respect that dolphins when they are ready, then we want to interact with them, but when they're not ready, we want to leave them alone.
Dennis Richard and Water Planet also seek to protect the lives of these noble friends.
In our program, we can make people aware that dolphins are precious, and I know that there is people that still eat dolphin meat, And through our program, we do make people aware of that. We speak about those subject, and we speak about alternatives. So this is what we can do.
Mr. Richard next shares a touching story about an encounter between dolphins and a child with special needs.
We had a little boy, his name was Rico, and he was brought by Pam and Tim to us. He was legally blind, and I took him in the water personally. I knew he couldn't see anything, and the dolphins were all over. They were all around underneath of us. And he had his head right by my mouth, and I was whispering in his ears what was going on, what I was seeing, what I was looking at. The dolphin is coming up. He's right behind your back. He's diving under your feet. And the look on his face was absolutely incredible. He was just in heaven. He could have the experience without actually seeing what was going on. And that was so rewarding.
Dennis recalls another little girl from the Netherlands whose life appeared to be transformed by her experience of meeting dolphins.
When she's coming out of the water, yeah, she was in tears. She was so touched to her. That was just the most unbelievable experience that she had ever had. And she came out, she was in tears, and then she was talking to us, and it was very touching. We didn't change her life, the experience did, but I was so happy to have been able to facilitate this experience for her. And it's the same for most of the people that appreciate what we do. It's very rewarding to see them have this experience.
Many thanks to Dennis Richard, Amelia Millibank, and the Water Planet staff for their laudable work in promoting the importance of preserving our aquatic environment, safeguarding the lives of the beautiful dolphins, and providing a unique therapeutic experience for special needs children. Our appreciation also goes to the beloved dolphins for their selfless contributions in helping and healing humanity. Please be sure to join us again tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for part two of Special Needs Children and Special Dolphins, The Water Planet Story, here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with grace, love, and nobility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.